Viewpoint on Mormonism, the program that examines the teachings of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints from a biblical perspective. Viewpoint on Mormonism is sponsored by Mormonism Research Ministry. Since 1979, Mormonism Research Ministry has been dedicated to equipping the body of Christ with answers regarding the Christian faith in a manner that expresses gentleness and respect. And now, your host for today's Viewpoint on Mormonism.
Welcome to this edition of Viewpoint on Mormonism. I'm your host, Bill McKeever, founder and director of Mormonism Research Ministry. With me today is Eric Johnson, my colleague at MRM. Yesterday, we were reminiscing about two people that were very influential in my life when it came to the subject of Mormonism, and that was Art and Edna Budvarson. They were an elderly couple. Even when Tammy, my wife, and I, when we met them, our age differences were quite different. But Art and Edna kind of took me and my wife under their wing. And as I was studying Mormonism, they were a huge help. I really do look to Art as my mentor when it came to the subject of Mormonism. And he helped me immensely in better understanding the mindset of the LDS people. And Art was very influential in my life, which came about to starting Mormonism Research Ministry. Now think about it. Yesterday I was telling the story about how Art and Edna were going to visit a friend at a local hospital in San Diego, and they were given a tract by a Christian. Just think about that, Eric, that one tract and the chain reaction that that one tract has started.
Well, I mean, that happens in so many different people's lives. I'm thinking of Adams Road right now. Mm-hmm. One pastor who was able to challenge in a nice way, whether you hand somebody a tract or whether you tell somebody read the Bible as a little child. But Micah did what this pastor said. He went into his scriptures. He read the Bible for what it was. He ends up converting on his mission. And look at the chain reaction there. Lynn Wilder just came out with a book called Unveiling Grace. Just printed an article in Christianity Today that had a response from somebody who was just so impressed that read this article, had not known Lynn Wilder, and said, "This is an amazing story." These are the kinds of things that God does that we'll just never know. So every time you hand out a tract, every time you say a word to somebody and you try to share your faith, you may not see it in this lifetime, but there will come a day, I think, we're going to be surprised at how God used you.
Well, doesn't this go along to what we learn in God's Word, that God's Word will not return void?
Yep.
I'm a firm believer that the Word of God is either going to soften a heart or it's going to harden a heart. That's how much power there is in the Word of God, and I think that's something we need to keep in mind. What we speak to a lot of people could actually be used to harden them against the Word. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of a fearful way of looking at it. But at the same time, it can be used to soften a person's heart. Well, in this case, it did. When Edna received that tract, and it was not written about Mormonism at all, she started looking into the Bible, and it was because of her looking into the Bible that she eventually, I think, became a Christian even before they had renounced Mormonism. So when people ask me, well, do you think you can be a Mormon and still be saved? Well, of course I do. If you are, though, I think it's despite your Mormonism, not because of it, but certainly there can be people within the Mormon structure that have had a saving relationship with Jesus. I don't discount that at all. It took Art several more years before he finally came out, but Art was, as I mentioned, a huge help in my life in trying to understand Mormonism. Think about it. Going from that track, all the people that Art and Edna influence during the many years that they ran Utah Christian Tract Society that they founded in the mid-1950s. In fact, I think they founded it a year after I was born. Okay, I think it was 1956. I was born in late 1955. But think about all the people that have read their newsletters and read those tracts, all those tracts that were handed out. There were tens, probably hundreds of thousands of them that were printed and distributed free of charge all over the world. And then, okay, we come along at MRM, and then we start Mormonism Research Ministry as a result of the Budvarson's ministry. Now, MRM starts up, and Art actually helped me incorporate Mormonism Research Ministry. He actually showed me how to fill out the paperwork and how to deal with the IRS. And back then, I was just young enough and stupid enough to do it on my own. I would never do that now, because I came to find out very quickly that the IRS knows less than what we do and what's going on around here. And it was so frustrating sometimes dealing with them. But here goes that legacy. And then look at all the people that we have been able to talk to, all the hundreds of thousands of tracts that we have been able to distribute and print and such, and the people that write us telling us of how that influenced their lives. The tracts we've handed out at our outreaches, either at Manti or some other outreach, the website signs that have been read and photographed by many kids with their little camera phones as they go by us. I love it when they do that because I know then they have an actual picture image of our website address. And look at how many we've been able to be an influence for. It's just incredible, that legacy. And many times when I look back, because I have a picture of Art and Edna in my office, but I have this picture of Art and Edna, and it just reminds me of how God used them to help me. And I just thank God that we were able to take that to be able to help others. Really, isn't that what it's all about? Who was it that converted that guy that handed out that tract? I don't know what his story is.
Well, who knows if you would have ever started a ministry like this to even know how to incorporate. You wouldn't have known any of that. You didn't know a lot of the background, you didn't have access to all the books they had, and they were able to help pass the torch. And I know that's what you want to do. We don't want, you know, 50 years from now, we won't be here anymore, but hopefully there will be people who have been influenced by our material, by the website, those kids who have taken the pictures of the website signs. Hopefully they're finding Christ.
Well, think about this. It was Art's study of the Book of Mormon. Art decided he was going to go through the Book of Mormon, and he was going to see what aspects of Mormonism could actually be found in the Book of Mormon. Art was the one, and a lot of people don't know this. Whenever you see these lists of all the doctrines that are not in the Book of Mormon, and we use this same list when we give our presentations, whenever you see a list like that, that goes back to Art. Art was the one who, when reading the Book of Mormon back in the this had to be the probably mid-50s, around the time they started the ministry, I'm assuming it was in the 50s, he was the one that went through it and realized there's no Mormonism in the Book of Mormon. And he's the one that devised that list. If you ever see it, that's where it came from. And most people don't even know that, because after all these years, who would even know who to attribute that list to? I'm probably one of the few that even knew the history of that.
The things that we have as far as technology goes, it's amazing compared to what he would have had. And you started this ministry using a typewriter and even wrote a book in 1981. You wrote the first edition of Answering Mormon's Questions. Now, we just came out last year with the newest edition. We've upgraded it. Tell us a little bit about what it was like to try to do this research and to do this writing without having anything but a typewriter.
Oh, it was so different. And what's funny, when you mention the typewriter, Edna used a typewriter. She never got into the computer age. She did everything on index cards. She had index cards of every single individual who had ever received their newsletter that came, I think at the time, out bi-monthly. And she knew everything about that individual based on the information on that index card. I saw those cards. I tried very hard later on, as we started our ministry, I tried to get her to get a computer. She would have nothing to do with that. And you're right, it was so different. And another thing too, Eric, is back then, when we were doing our research, we actually had to read all these books to find the information we were looking for, whereas now the Mormon Church has made it so easy for us by putting out programs that we merely type in a keyword, and there's every quotation you could ever imagine on that particular subject, which saves us hours of referencing. It was so different back then.
I graduated from San Diego State in 1985, and journalism was my major. And I remember they would give us projects. We had to go to the library to try to find, I think it was 20 different items. And I'm telling you, it took us usually about 1 or 2 hours to be able to do that, which today you could do in about 45 seconds. You could probably get all 10 things done that fast. And so it's amazing what technology has done. But then in 1990, Utah Christian Tract Society merged with MRM.
Yes. What happened was is that Edna and Art, of course, they were getting up in age, and Art had had a stroke. And I remember the final years. It was about 3 years that Art was sick from the stroke that he had. And I remember being with him, and it was really tragic, because towards the end, he didn't recognize a whole lot of people. To see a man who had so much knowledge of this subject and such a great heart for the LDS people, and he was getting ready to pass on into glory, Edna knew that she couldn't keep the ministry going, and it had slowed down a lot. So Edna handed over the ministry to me, and so we incorporated Utah Christian Tract Society. We took on the mailing list and such, and we tried to keep a lot of the stuff going. But the problem was, with a lot of the tracts that they had published, Mormonism was changing some things, and so a lot of the tracts were becoming obsolete.
They weren't on the computer files. You could have just changed a few things.
It would have meant rewriting the whole thing, and we just didn't have that time. Sadly, though, on December 13th, 1991, Art finally passed away. And not long after that, Edna also passed away. And I had the honor of speaking at Art's funeral, as well as at Edna's funeral, and talked to the people about how much they meant to me. It was a sad passing. It happens.
Did you have to use those index cards to try to put that all into your database?
Actually, we did. We had to go, and in fact, my mother helped with that. She was typing all those into a database and such, and it totaled several thousand names.
My goodness.
It was quite an undertaking. But Art was a huge influence on us. And so 35 years, think about that, 35 years ago.
Well, we're having a special dessert over at Lifeline Community, which is in West Jordan. And we wanted to invite all of the listeners to be able to come, but we have limited room. This is going to be at Lifeline Community, which is 4431 West, 8200 South. It's going to be March 28th at 7 p.m. It's a fundraiser. But it's a dessert. It's free to come. And if you'd like to come, what do they have to do, Bill?
They have to let us know that they're going to be there. Now, remember, the seating is limited, and so we can't have kids there. We just don't have room. We would love to have you come, but seating is limited. If you write us at contact@mrm.org, and merely let us know your coming, your name, and how many will be with you, then we will reserve it. And if it comes to where we just don't have room, we'll let you know. But we would love to have you be there and to celebrate with us 35 years of ministry. And we're going to talk a little bit about some of the things that we've accomplished over the years. We're going to talk to some people that have been influenced by what we've done over the past 35 years. You've put together an interesting little slide presentation showing us back when I even had hair on my head, and I'm looking at those pictures wondering, who is this guy?
We'd really like to have you consider coming. So write us, contact@mrm.org, and we'd love to see you on March 28th at 7 p.m.
Thank you for listening. If you would like more information regarding Mormonism Research Ministry, we encourage you to visit our website at www.mrm.org, where you can request our free newsletter, Mormonism Researched. We hope you will join us again as we look at another viewpoint on Mormonism. You just listened to today's broadcast of Viewpoint on Mormonism. But did you know that you can hear previous shows at your convenience? The Viewpoint on Mormonism podcast is free on the internet and will help you learn more about the LDS religion. Feel free to listen on your computer or download to your favorite listening device. Just go to mrm.org and click on the right side where it says On Air. All of our shows are here, so visit mrm.org today. At Mormonism Research Ministry, we're committed to equipping Christian believers to effectively share their faith with their Mormon friends and loved ones. That's why we produce Viewpoint on Mormonism, as well as operate our website, mrm.org, where you can find a wealth of information on this topic. We also have books and downloadable MP3s available online. In addition, we invite you to join in on the conversation at our blog site called Mormon Coffee. We want to be your resource for helping you better share the Christian faith.